She's set up a whole foundation that's aimed at encouraging girls to go into STEM, and there's a whole bunch of different programs, and you only have to go to the website to see how many different programs there are and different ways in which you can get involved. And that's something that she actually came here to campus invited by a sorority probably about maybe 6 years ago, something like that. And every woman I know went to see her and Jessie Hall give a talk on just the potential that women have. And it was very much about you can achieve whatever you want to achieve and you can do science if you want to. And that was really great. I was already a professor here, so I didn't need that encouragement, but it was fantastic, even for my graduate students, to see her speak that way.
So you hadn't seen her speak then?
I had not seen her speak live. I'd seen her recorded, but I hadn't seen her speak live up until that point. And I made sure that all my students knew about it. In fact, I announced it in my classes and that sort of thing. And my students were just so excited, and they were just delighted. And one of the things that I think was really important was that she did address what it takes to become an astronaut that was, very encouraging to all of the women and girls that I talked to afterwards, that they all felt like they were in a position to get there.
Do any, phrases come up or I suppose any memories from that talk? Could you be more specific in terms of what she said?
Sure. For instance, Sally Ride is a physicist, not an astronomer or even an engineer. So historically, there's been, the original astronauts were, in fact, mostly test pilots. They were military. And then there's a perception that you need to be an engineer or a pilot and or an astronomer. But she was, in fact, a physicist. And so what she said that I think was really encouraging was that, in fact, to become an astronaut, the important thing is to show that you are capable of thinking and learning and adapting, and that the PhD is in science is important, but it really doesn't matter what that PhD is, just that you have one to show that you are competent in science and able to think and able to do research and able to learn. And I think that that was the thing she said that really made everybody that I knew feel like this was something achievable.
Okay, well, I think I just have one more question, and it's pretty broad, but what would you say her legacy is? I suppose, in 50 years, what will people remember of her?
In 50 years, well, I mean, she's always going to be the first U.S. woman in space, right? There's nothing can take that away from her. But I think there are two things, actually. I think she both provided the inspiration, not just for women, but for everybody, that this is something that you can do without having to join the military, without having to be this kind of idea of what an astronaut was prior to that. And so I think that that's a legacy that she has, that it was always, it's achievable to become an astronaut, men or women, through skill and education, and not through joining the military or being, gung-ho or anything like that, that this was something that was achievable for anybody. And I think that that will be her legacy. And then I think she will still remain important in efforts for encouraging women to do science.